Hi, everybody. This is Marie Forleo from marieforleo.com, and welcome to what has become a very popular training call. Our topic today is the 8 biggest mistakes even smart women make in business and how to avoid them. And just to be clear, these aren't just mistakes that women make. You know, men make them too. And in fact, we have a lot of men on this call, so I'm really grateful that everyone is joining us, and we have just a fantastic mix of entrepreneurs here from our incredible community today. So here's an important disclaimer I just want to tell you guys up front. If you're new to the Marie Forleo world, my style is to keep things very real and very down to earth. And so that includes the occasional use of profanity, although I'm not going to make any promises. I'm going to try and be good on this call. And references to like weird things like Smurfs and a lot of laughing and good times. So if you're a person that's easily offended by things like ass or you know, freaking or friggin', or you don't think that business building, marketing, sex and fun go together, then this is not the call for you. You might as well just kind of check out now, because those are the kind of topics we're going to be talking about today. So why are we even here? You know, I came up with the idea for this call a few weeks ago after getting inspired by the hit Bravo TV show, the one that's called What Not to Wear. You know, if you're in the States, you've definitely heard about it. And if you're not in the States, you can do a little Google search and you'll certainly find it. And I thought to myself, you know, wouldn't it be cool to do an entrepreneurial version of What Not to Wear, kind of like what not to do in your business? And so one wacky kitchen video and a few emails and some tweets and Facebook messages later, here we all are. So in addition to covering the 8 biggest mistakes even we smart people make in business, a little later on in the call I'm also going to be talking about a brand new program that we're launching. It's the Rich, Happy, and Hot Virtual Mastery Program, which is getting started in a little bit less than a week. And I'm so excited about this, and apparently a lot of you guys are too, because we've been getting messages into our help desk, and I've been getting some direct messages on Twitter and on Facebook. So thank you very, very much for all the buzz. I appreciate it. And if you're considering coming on board for Virtual Mastery and you want a little bit more information, I promise that today's call will do that for you. It will answer many of your questions, and no matter what, even if you have no interest in that program whatsoever, I promise you that you're going to learn some awesome strategies that you can start using right now to not only grow your business, but also to impact a lot more people and do something that we all like to do, is make a whole lot of more money. And that's one of my words, Lotta, L-O-T-T-A, if you want to write that one down. So sticking with our theme of what not to do, since that's where this was inspired from, let's just do a quick talk about how not to get the most out of this call. Okay, a little bit of a contrarian approach there, how not to get the most out of this call. So if you really don't want to get any value and you want to waste the next hour or so, what you should do is listen to the call and check email and do Twitter and like pick your nose and check for toe cheese and just try and do as many things as possible at once. That's really probably the best message. And if you really want to bump up not getting value out of today's call, then keep your cell phone on and hope it rings, and go ahead and send text messages to as many of your friends as you can. And the second thing, if you really don't want to get any value today, is take just copious notes and try and capture every single word that I say. Now, obviously, I'm being a little facetious here. We're just having some fun. If you guys have been on calls with me before, you know that the real deal to get the most out of this call, or really any time that you're doing a teleseminar or kind of learning environment, it's to create what I call a distraction-free environment. So what does that mean? Take a minute right now and close your computer screen. Shut off anything around you that can ding or ring or vibrate, and just let yourself relax for the next hour or so. And if you feel like you want to take a note here or there, or there's something that you hear that either I say or one of the guests on the call say that you really think is a gem, you know, go for it. Go ahead and write it down. But just know that you're going to also have access to the MP3 recording. You know, if you're listening to this live, you're going to get the MP3 so you can hear it again and again. And if you're listening to the MP3, obviously, you can listen to it again and again. And in this particular environment, I found that the most effective method of learning really is true listening, when you're not taking notes or doing anything else, but letting the information just sink down into your heart and into your being. It actually goes much deeper, and you don't have to remember anything. It's like it alters, almost like it alters your DNA inside, and you start operating from that new place rather than having to look back at your notes and remember things. So, without further ado, I want to introduce one of my favorite people on the planet and a woman that has become one of my closest friends, and we've been working together for about a year and a half now, and I'm so excited because we've never met in person, and people that have done some of my programs like Booty Camp and Booty Camp 2 know about this woman and are shocked when I tell them that we have never, ever met in person. So Lisa Wilder is here on the phone with us today. Lisa, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, Marie, thank you so much for such a wonderful introduction. I think we are definitely a testament to how well people can work together and support one another and the kind of relationships that you can develop, even online. I have so much fun in my work with Marie, and it's truly an honor to be on this call. I'm really excited about it. So let's just dive right into all of the great topics, Marie.
Yeah, let's go right into it. So we're going to start with the 8 biggest mistakes that even smart women and men make in business and how you can avoid them. So mistake number 1 for all the note takers, everyone who's got their pens ready, mistake number 1, not upgrading your inner operating system to the live-in-the-moment lifestyle. I'll say that again. Not upgrading your inner operating system to the live-in-the-moment lifestyle. So what's that mean? A few months ago, I switched over to using a company called AWeber as my email list manager, and at first, I was having a lot of trouble formatting my email broadcasts and anything that I wanted to input into the system. It was so frustrating because I'm used to working really fast, and, you know, I like things bolded a certain way. I want them italicized, and every time I was trying to hit the buttons to get the formatting right, it was like it wasn't working. So I picked up the phone, and I called their help desk, and the support gal was really sweet, and we started just troubleshooting. And then she asked me a great question. She said, what browser are you using? I said, well, I looked on your site, and it said to use Firefox. You know, I usually use Safari, but you guys request Firefox, so I'm using Firefox. And she said, okay, great. What version? So I clicked on the little button, and it turns out I had, like, the archaic version of Firefox, like 1.7, you know, like a really old version that apparently has a lot of bugs and a lot of just outdated programming in there that doesn't work with newer sites. And I needed to update to 3.0.7. And it was like a huge light bulb went off in my head. And I said, huh, isn't this funny? You know, I got off the phone and I updated my Firefox. And it was really interesting because once I updated my software, I've been able to, you know, whiz-bang out everything I want to do in AWeber, and it had to do with the operating system. You know, I was using the wrong operating system. Well, all of us, until we upgrade our inner operating systems, and I believe to the live-in-the-moment lifestyle because that's the only thing that's ever worked in my life, you're going to have trouble. You're going to be laced with bugs in your system and find yourself caught with things like frustration and overwhelm and insecurity and self-doubt and what do I do, especially as it relates to business. And here's the truth. In order to thrive in today's current environment, which you guys know, you know, it's lots of stuff happening out there, you have got to train yourself to be present and live fully and brilliantly in each moment. So if you feel tired or if you feel overwhelmed or if you're ever having the recurring thought like, what's the point and I'm so stressed out, I guarantee you that you have some bugs in your inner operating system. We need to give you an update. And just a few little tweaks here and there, about training you to get out of your head and live directly in your life, I guarantee it's like me going from Firefox 1.0.7 to the brand new version in a snap. You know, 7 years ago, I started training myself in this very lifestyle, and it was really the beginning of me having the level of satisfaction and success that was possible for me. You know, I had trained as a life coach, and many of you guys know the story, but for those of you who are new to me, when I went through Coach University and I learned all the tools about goal setting and visualization and, you know, affirmations and all the things from the self-help or personal development world that are supposed to work, they didn't. And I felt so terribly frustrated, and I felt like a fraud because of the life coach. I was like, God damn, I have all these tools and they all suck. I feel terrible. I'm taking money from people to support them in having a great life, and while I was doing the very best that I could, I felt like it was inadequate. And once I discovered that there is this whole other way to be and this whole other way to operate that was so simple and so incredibly profound, it had nothing to do with meditation, it had nothing to do with chanting or oming, not that any of that's bad, but, you know, I'm a very active, energized kind of woman, so sitting for long periods of time just is not a good fit for me. This whole system was just incredible, and it's very real, and it's very learnable. The way that I describe it, it's like a magical phenomenon that occurs when you get into the moment, and by simply being present, things that were once problematic become easy, and patterns that may have plagued you for years, they can clear up in an instant, and there's no in-between time. It's not like you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to get over this pattern now. It's just as though things spontaneously and effortlessly start to get better. And I guarantee you guys, this is not woo-woo, because I'm not a woo-woo kind of girl. I mean, even though I'm into spirituality, I'm also very dedicated to getting results. So when we talk about upgrading your personal operating system, you know, it's really about shifting out of the old school approaches to success and shifting into a whole new approach that's very easy and very effortless and very fun. You know, I know a lot of folks on the call, you guys might have read Make Every Man Want You. And last night I was doing a teleseminar, and there was a woman who had found me via one of my fitness videos. And then from finding me from the fitness video, she bought my book, and she read it like a year ago, and she's like, I can't believe I'm like a different human being. And that was just from one book. So, you know, I know we said we're going to talk a little bit about virtual mastery later, but if any of you guys have been kind of following me and or dipping your toe into the world of living in the moment, and you really want to train yourself in this and use this skill set to really skyrocket your business, you know, the virtual mastery program is going to be awesome for you. Before I move on to step number two, I just want to say, Lisa, I know you are so passionate about this topic, if you want to say anything about the mistake of not upgrading your personal operating system to this stuff.
Oh, God, I could go on this topic. I think you've covered it really well for this call, though, Marie. All I can really add is just my agreement that it's absolutely necessary if your inner operating system, it hasn't been upgraded, it's going to get in the way of everything else. I don't care how much you've learned about marketing or how fabulous you are at what you do. If you haven't upgraded it, it's going to get in your way for sure. Right. And when you do upgrade it, it's phenomenal, the impact that it has, not only personally but professionally.
Yeah, you know, people often ask me, they're like, what happens? Like, how do things just keep happening for you? And I tell them, I'm like, I truly live what I teach. Like, I'm not joking here, people. Like, I do the same things that I talk about. I'm right there with everyone doing the same things every day. And, you know, when I get off center or when I feel a little funky, I'll reach out to you or Josh or, you know, my whole team, everyone that supports me, and go, hey, man, I feel a little off center. Get me back. I'm in my head. And this stuff really, really works. So I just want to let you guys know that it is so possible for you to retrain yourself. And whether it's me or another teacher that seems to speak your language, please go for it. There is no greater gift that you can give to yourself and your family and your business and your clients than you being brilliantly you. And in my experience, this is the fastest and easiest way to get there. So,
yep.
That being said, we'll move on to mistake number two. And this is an interesting one. Letting fear stop you from taking action and taking it quickly. And it's also known as the fear of doing it wrong. So once again, for the folks who are just avid note takers, letting fear stop you from taking action and taking it quickly. It's also known as the fear of doing it wrong. You know, this is a mistake that I used to be expert at pre-transformation, pre-living in the moment. I was such an expert because I was totally terrified of doing it wrong, whatever that means, looking stupid, making a mistake. And I remember it was like I was playing ping pong in my mind. You know, I had all these amazing ideas, but I never took action on any of them because I was constantly journaling about them and terrified that if I took a step that I was going to do the wrong thing. And either people were going to think I was silly or I was going to waste all my money or, you know, just something terrible would happen, like the earth would crack open and swallow me up and everyone would be laughing. And it was basically as though I was living my life for the approval of others. And, you know, it really didn't serve me. And trust me, I know how strong the fear can be of looking stupid and of making a mistake and, God forbid, failing. You know, once you start kind of building your business and building a name for yourself, it can be pretty intimidating, you know, to put an offer or a new product out there and have the thought, well, what if this friggin' flops? What if people think it sucks? What if nobody buys it? And I know, Lisa, you kind of had something you wanted to share on this particular topic.
Oh, yeah, I love this topic for a couple of reasons. One, in my work with entrepreneurs around growing their business, this is something I see all the time. Now, for the most part, I don't resort to generalizations, but I'm going to here. Most entrepreneurs that are in some kind of service industry and are wanting to make a difference in the world are incredibly smart, creative people who have a ton of ideas. Unfortunately, 9 times out of 10, the ideas don't get acted on. And this is such an important one. Without taking action, those ideas hold no value. And one of the things that I love about working with you is how quickly you will go from an idea to implementation. It was, I want to say, probably the 4th week in October, I think, Marie, that you called me with your idea for the Rich, Happy, and Hot Mastery Program.
Right, the high-level
and
one.
And told me, yeah, how compelled, how drawn you felt to creating that. And I know at the time that you had a few doubts. It was you were venturing into an area you hadn't ventured into before, doing
something
a little bit bigger.
I was scared. I remember I was petrified. Like, I was like, oh, my God, this is so scary. I remember telling you and telling Josh, like, I have knots in my stomach. Like, this is terrifying to me. Terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what a lot of people run into, and it stops them dead in their tracks. And the beautiful thing about working with you is, yeah, you might feel those things, but you check in with your support people, whether it's me or it's Josh or, you know, whoever it is, and you get the support that you know you need to push through that fear, and then you get your ass into action.
Right.
And I mean, literally, you know, one of the concerns that you expressed to me at the time was, it's late October, I'm talking about launching this in January, my God, do I even have time to pull this off? And the beautiful thing is, if you get into action right away, it creates momentum. And that momentum continues to keep you moving forward. And so long as you keep taking steps, it's amazing, especially with a project or activity like what that was for you that you felt called to do. When you make the commitment to follow through with that and you start getting into action.
It is, just so you know. I don't know if you even missed me, but I got bounced off the line. So I wanted to let you know that I was back.
I didn't realize you were gone. I'm talking away.
Okay, cool.
I was just saying that it's incredible when you feel called to do something and you commit to it and you get into action, the way that things unfold. They tend to unfold very easily and effortlessly. And the results of those actions can be absolutely mind-blowing. And I've watched that with you in particular over and over again. The very first program, online program that you offered with the social network was the Live in the Moment Booty Camp.
Right.
And, again, that was something that went from idea to implementation in a matter of maybe 2 months, maybe 3. Do you remember?
Right. Oh my God, it was amazing. And you guys, we don't mean to sound like, oh yeah, isn't Marie so great here? Because that's not what this is. the point is, I have absolutely the same exact fears that each of you guys have. Like, probably sometimes even worse. Well, I don't know. We won't go into who's got more fear, but I definitely have those same concerns in my mind. If I follow my mind and I have those same ideas come up, like, oh man, this is, what if nobody signs up, or what if this sucks? Even though I so know what I do is phenomenal and I know the results that people get, that doesn't stop my mind from spitting out the normal crap that everyone's mind spits out all the time. The point is here, you guys can train yourselves, and if anyone wants to play, I'm totally willing to kick your butt with this stuff. You can absolutely have those same fears and move ahead anyway. And I guarantee you, sometimes the scariest things are exactly the places that you should go with your business. The programs that you want to launch, the marketing campaigns that you want to put out there, the video content you want to produce. You know, if it feels a little bit scary, if it feels like, oh, I love this, I don't know if I can actually make this work and pull it off, it's probably the perfect place for you. So the bottom line here is to really start operating like you can't make a mistake. I want to encourage you guys, just start operating like you can't make a mistake. What if there's no possibility of doing it wrong? What if everything that you put out there is just one more evolution of you and helps you refine and fine-tune your ability to communicate, to connect with your market, and to make a difference in people's lives? So whether you are writing a children's book, or you're designing toys, or you're a coach or a writer, it really doesn't matter what business you're in the business of creation and of making a difference. So as long as you do that from a pure place and you're not driven by your desire to simply make money, I guarantee you there's no way you can fail. You may learn some things. Some programs will work better than others, and that's cool. But there's no such thing as failure when you're coming from a place of pure heart and you're looking at making a difference. Lisa, since we had a little bit of technical difficulty and I got bounced, are you still there?
Oh, I am.
Okay, good. Good deal. So let's move on to mistake number 3. And this is another insidious entrepreneurial thought. Believing the idea that it's all been done already, and another version of that is, who am I to start this new biz, be the expert, et cetera. So again, for the note takers, believing the thought, it's all been done already, and who am I to start this new biz or be the expert, et cetera. So here's why this is such a big mistake, because there's a paradoxical truth here, because in one respect, it's all been done before. You know what I mean? Like, there's loads of spiritual teachers and authors and coaches and clothing designers and TV shows and airlines and wedding planners and marketing teachers, et cetera, et cetera. But it really comes down to training yourself not to believe your thoughts. It's like everything has been done before, and then in the same vein, paradoxically speaking, there's never been and will never be another you. You know, there's, I think, about 6.7 billion people on the planet right now, and there's not one other person on the planet, nor will there ever be, or was there ever before, another you. So your particular spin, your take, your voice, your creativity is so incredibly unique, and there is a huge market of people out there waiting to hear your message or buy your products or engage with your services, and it has nothing to do necessarily with the content. It has to do with your being, with that unique snowflake-like, indescribable deliciousness that is only on the planet right now because you are on the planet right now. You know, every time I have considered coming up with a new program or a new product, or right now I'm starting to really exciting stuff, kind of look at some TV ideas, my mind goes to, whatever, that has done everything already. You know what I mean? What the hell can I add to the mix? And again, that is just a thought. This kind of kicks us back to the very important mistake number 1 about not upgrading your inner operating system, because most people believe that the thoughts in their mind are true. And one of the things that we train you with when you come through and you go through the Marie Forleo world is that you have a mind, but you are not your mind, and you're also not the thoughts in your mind. So that whole idea of like, oh, it's all been done already, that's caca. That's crap. You're probably going to have that thought every day until you die. So it's not a big deal. The trick is not to believe it, not to pay attention to it, and just create anyway. So Lisa Wilder, anything you want to add on that note?
I think you covered that beautifully.
Okay, good. So moving on to mistake number four. This is probably one of my favorite mistakes, and it's something that I haven't had a chance to talk about too much lately, but I'm getting really into it because it's kind of been my secret passion, and I've been kind of in the closet about it for many years, and now I'm coming out, and it's probably not the mistake you're thinking of. So here's the mistake. Thinking you are in the coaching, financial, jewelry, book writing, teaching, or fill-in-the-blank business. So whether you're a dog groomer or a wedding planner or a financial guru or a weight loss expert, you fill in the blank. The mistake that I see many entrepreneurs making is thinking that they are in that business. And this is actually the money repellent mistake of trying to be the best at what you do. You know, I was talking to some folks in the world of Twitter and Facebook. And they were asking me about the program, you know, about virtual mastery. And they're like, oh, man, I just, you know, invested in this program that's going to train me in all these skills. And it's a whole year long. And I was like, you know, that's great. But just business owner to business owner, you are in the business of marketing. That is your business. I don't care what you're doing. But if you're an entrepreneur, your real business is marketing. You know, Joe Polish is probably one of the country's top marketers, and I would venture to say he's probably one of the top marketing experts in the world. He's very highly regarded. If you guys know anything about a little book called Body for Life, which was a tremendous New York Times bestseller, Joe was a huge part of the marketing brains behind that multi-million dollar phenomenon and many, many more. And he taught me this several years back. He said, he sat me down, and he like looked straight at me and said, Marie, if you have a product or a service that creates tremendous value in people's lives and you don't market the crap out of what you got, you're stealing from other people. It's like you have a solution that will help people, and by not becoming an expert marketer, you're literally hurting folks that need what you have to offer. And I remember when he said that to me, even though I was a student of marketing before, when I heard that from him, something in me just clicked because I realized at that moment that I wasn't in the coaching business. I wasn't in the writing business. I wasn't in the business of teaching people about transformation or about business. I was in the marketing business because my ability to get my great stuff out there in the world depends on my ability to communicate with people in a way that they resonate with it, that they get it, that they understand that I have something to offer them that can dramatically shift their life. And I always tell people, you know, you can have the best product, the best service in the world, but if nobody knows about it, not only will your business suffer, but you're not making a difference. You're not doing what you are meant to do here on the planet. And, you know, some people hear the word marketing and they think it's like sleazy or they think it's salesy. And I have to tell you, that is not reality. You know, effective marketing is really just about effective communication. And what I teach, because it's what I've been taught and what works, it's about authentic and education-based marketing. All it is, it's about providing tremendous value in the world in such a way that your ideal clients or customers want to give you money. They really want to because you're taking care of them and you're giving them such incredible value that's helping them in their lives that it's an even energy exchange. There's no problem. It's not like you're pushing anything or you're trying to take anything from them. You know, and some people often tell me, which is such a tremendous compliment, and I really appreciate it, that my writing style feels like hypnotic. You know what I mean? That I sometimes send out my newsletters and they're plain text, you know, they're not fancy smancy, and that they just get pulled down the page. And I tell them that's really because I'm a student. I'm a lifelong student of marketing. And if you guys, if you want to learn how to market in a very authentic way, we're going to be teaching a lot of that in the Virtual Mastery Program. You know, I was just going through my resources, Lisa. I didn't even tell you about this. But I have a bunch of resources, like marketing resources that are easy and free. with little words and different like tools and techniques that help you write hypnotically that are authentic. Do you know what I mean? They're just little phrases and things that you can use to connect your words in such a way that they feel very conversational and very one-on-one. And I have to tell you, it's like, it is the new way to market where you're taking care of people and you're speaking to them one-on-one. And there is tools and strategies, but it's also about, hello, your well-being and how authentic you are, which comes right back to living in the moment. So Lisa, I know you're also very passionate about marketing. Is there anything that you wanted to add on this one?
No, just I would just reiterate that it absolutely is what we're all in the business of. Without it, we can't get our ideas and the value that we have to offer out to the world. And that marketing does not have to be the old school hyped up infomercial kind of thing or cold calling, you know, all of those things that have a tendency to make a lot of us cringe.
Right.
It really is just about communicating your message and how you can help to those that you're wanting to serve.
Right, totally. And you know what, it's kind of funny because I do love infomercials. I especially love the Snuggie. I don't know if you guys want to just totally entertain yourselves, go look on YouTube and go find the Snuggie. It's like the backwards robe, you know, it's the blanket with sleeves. Probably one of the most hysterical infomercials ever. And when people complain to me, they're like, oh man, you can't make money in this economy. I'm like, you know what? The Snuggie created $40 million of sales over 3 months in this economy. $40 million using excellent marketing. It's 1995. You get two of them, and you get a little reading light. And again, it's like that's excellent marketing. It may not be your particular style of marketing, but it's good stuff. They're providing great value. It's entertaining, and people love it. So that's just your little – that's a bonus tip. Go check out the Snuggie and see what happens with a $40 million infomercial. And the last thing I want to say just about marketing, you guys, it's not rocket science. If any of you are cringing, going, oh, man, I don't want to do that, it is so easy and it can be so much fun and it just really is a blast. And once you open your mind enough and get interested in it, it is the most effective skill set besides training yourself to live in the moment that you will ever learn. Because no matter what business you're in, no matter how many times your career or your business evolves, marketing is going to remain the same. Effective marketing works across businesses and it works across channels. So whether you want to deliver a message on television, you want to deliver a message through books, or you want to do it online or in print, the same principles remain. You just have to adjust it for the different channels. So moving on to mistake number 5. This is one I've never heard anyone talk about before, and I hope you guys are going to enjoy this one. Modeling people versus modeling principles. Mistake number 5, modeling people versus modeling principles. So what does that mean? You know, many people these days are following, you know, the well-meaning advice to model other successful people, meaning look at what successful people do and just do what they're doing, right? Sounds pretty logical. The only problem is this. There's a subtle distinction that many entrepreneurs are missing, and it's literally killing their businesses, and I'm watching it happen from the outside in. And it's about people versus principles. When you're modeling people unknowingly, I guarantee that you're going to start using their words, their energy, and I've seen this happen because it's starting to happen with me, even like plagiarize their copy or how stuff looks on their website. You know, I recently discovered something, and I was unintentionally looking for it, but there's a person in the world, and she, very sweet, and I know she likes me, and I know she likes my stuff, but we stumbled upon one of her pages, and it is the exact replica of one of my pages, save, you know, a couple of words here and there. It's like, oh, boy. I don't mind in the sense that I'm not upset, but I know for her, it's not serving her. You know, she's lost. I don't know who she is because at least a part of her is doing being a part of me, and that's not going to resonate with her market or who she is. It's completely eliminating her brilliance. That's what I'm seeing happen to a lot of entrepreneurs. They're looking at other successful people, and people market themselves really well and going, oh, wow, if she can do it, well, I'm just going to do the same thing. And everyone starts looking like a copycat. Now, what you should be doing, and this is how to avoid the mistake, is to model principles. So let's come back to my example and take a look at what this woman can do. So if you take a look at my copy and go, oh, wow, you know, I really like the way that Marie writes. And again, we're just using me as an example. It can be anyone in the world. But if you take a look at it and you really drive it down and drill it down to the underlying principles, well, what is she like about it? Two possibilities are that she likes that it's authentic, meaning that I write how I speak. So it's very conversational and it's very matter of fact. The other thing, the other principle that's underlying this is transparency. So as you guys know, because I talk about it all the time, I'm very, very passionate about transformation and the lifestyle of living in the moment. So that language is interwoven. My philosophy about business and life is interwoven in my copy, obviously, because it's mine. But this woman, again, unknowingly lifting my stuff, it's like that's not her particular flavor. Even if it is, she's not expressing it through her language. So I hope that paints a picture, and Lisa, you know, tell me if I'm on track with that being a good example of a difference between modeling people versus modeling principles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you're dead on when you say that it's really destroying people's businesses, because when you get right down to the nitty-gritty, like you're talking about, when you're actually picking up somebody else's copy or trying too hard to imitate them, you lose yourself, and you lose the unique voice of your own message.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to resonate with your market. So absolutely, focus on the principles as opposed to the specific way that the person is implementing them.
Yes, and it's okay. You know, like one of the things, Allie Brown is someone that I worked with last year. I was in her platinum group, and, you know, she has amazing products, and she's just an amazing woman. I'm so fond of her. And, you know, when we were working together, one of the things that she teaches is, you know, to send out HTML newsletters. And I said, you know, Al, I don't feel the HTML. And I just started doing my text newsletters. The principle was about communicating with your list. It's about reaching out and touching your list. How you do that is going to be up to you. For some folks, HTML is brilliant, and that's the perfect match for them. But for me, it wasn't. And for me to try and, like, just be like Allie, you know what I mean, because she was my mentor, that didn't work for me. But the underlying principles of what she teaches and, you know, many marketing folks all around the world about reaching out and touching your customers, that's the principle that works. So you can send postcards, you can make phone calls, you know, you can send text messages, you can put things out on Facebook and Twitter. So there's many different modes of touching your customers, but how you do that, you have to take a look at what's right for you and what feels good to you and what resonates with you and how you want your business to run and to look and to feel. So I don't want to kill that one, but we'll leave that where it is. And if anyone, again, if you want my help with this stuff, if you want me to help you, you know, distinguish all these things, I really, really invite you to Virtual Mastery, and we'll talk more about that later. So let's go to this one. This is another good one, mistake number 6, which I've never heard anyone talk about, and so you guys are getting all new stuff today. Mistake number 6, you niche yourself out of a personality and out of profits. You niche yourself out of a personality and out of profits. So this is what I alluded to on the sign-up page when we talked about why picking a niche could be keeping you stuck and broke. You know, when I first started out, it was funny. I wasted so much time and energy trying to come up with, like, my perfect elevator pitch and accurately define what I do, you know what I mean, like who I am and how I can explain that all in 30 seconds or less so people would like me. And I remember I tortured Josh, like, this poor man. Like, I really, he needs a freaking ton of gold stars and lots of good goodies and gifts showered upon him for putting up with me in the beginning. Because I remember we would walk down the beach, you know what I mean, like, really romantic. We're walking down the beach, and I'm, like, whining like a baby, going, like, I can't figure out how to say what I do. And it was freaking torturesome. I couldn't fit me into 30 seconds or less in this nice little package. And at that time, I remember I was tortured because here I am, I teach hip-hop, and I'm, you know, I get down, and I'm a white girl, but I can shake it. And you know, I coach and I talk about spirituality and I have this relationship book, and it was like, you know, everything was just like, ah, like, how does this all work together? But the problem was me. The problem wasn't my talents. The problem was me trying to fit myself like a square peg into a round hole. And I was trying to listen to all the advice, the well-meaning advice of business gurus who are like, you've got to pick a niche and you become an expert in that niche, and that's how you get rich, is in a niche. And it was a bitch for me because it didn't work. It was terrible. And now I can add rapper to my list of talents. Anyway, Lisa, did I lose you? Because I didn't get a laugh from you, which is weird. Okay, good.
Maybe I'm trying to be quiet, but...
No, maybe it just wasn't that funny, and I was just looking for a little, you know, comfort. But it doesn't matter. Let's go back to the point.
Very cute.
So one of the things that I've noticed a lot of people doing is when they're starting their businesses or even transitioning into a new evolution of it, it's like a struggle because we've all been conditioned to think that we're supposed to be one thing and that the way to really build a following is to just be one thing. But what I see people doing is they're like cutting off their personality, and they seem boring as hell. And it's like, who wants to do business with somebody that's boring? Who like does one thing? Not that doing one thing is bad, but when you have more, when there's more of you that you can express and you're cutting yourself off to try and fit some idea of what you think successful means, that sucks. That totally, totally sucks. And, you know, it wasn't until I just gave myself a break and said, you know what, I'm actually the multi-passionate entrepreneur. Some days I teach hip-hop. Other days I work with clients. Other days I'm teaching and writing and doing this. And people started responding. And I started integrating everything that I do and, you know, writing to my newsletter list about, oh, yeah, I just, you know, flew to Amsterdam and did a Nike training, and I'm coming back to speak on the radio about Make Every Man Want You. And then I was all of a sudden a real friggin' person. I was somebody that they could relate to because I was being honest and authentic about who I was. I wasn't cutting off parts of me to try and seem like, you know, the coaching expert or only the hip-hop expert. Does that make sense?
It does. And you know, it has a huge impact. Again, it's about being authentically who you are and being able to communicate that with people and share it with people.
Right. So, you know, we have someone very special on the line, and I hope she's here.
She is.
So, Sarah, thank you so much for being here. Why don't you tell everyone your name and
okay.
A little bit about what
all
you
right.
do?
My name is Sarah Robinson, and my website is themaverickmom.com. And because of Marie Forleo, I do lots of things. mainly, I coach and work with and strategize with solopreneurs, mostly mompreneurs, which is lots and lots of fun. And I'm thrilled to be here. And so glad you asked me to come play, Marie.
Oh, cool. So, you know, Sarah and I met back in November. We were actually both at Allie Brown's event, but then we really connected via Twitter. Hello to the power of social networks.
Indeed.
And so, Sarah, I remember when you and I were talking, you just said that there
was a
stage. Yeah, that had a pretty big impact for you.
Yeah, I was in the audience watching the rock stars at Allie Brown's event. And, Marie, you were one of those rock stars I was watching. And when you were on stage and you were talking about being a, you know, multi-talented entrepreneur, and you weren't doing just one thing, because I too had been schooled in the you pick one thing, you get really good at one thing, you do one thing, and so I was trying to do one thing, but it felt so constraining. But I didn't know any other way to do it because all the experts say do one thing, so I was trying to do that. But there you were on stage talking about how what you just said, you know, some days you're teaching hip-hop and some days you're doing the Nike thing and some days you're coaching. And I was struck so hard with, wow, you can actually do that? They let you do that?
No one's going to come and spank you or, like, you know.
Yeah, nobody's going to, like, beat me if I, like, do more than one thing. You've got to be kidding me. It was so freeing and so inspirational to actually see somebody stand up and say, you know what, you don't have to just do one thing. Now, what you do, you have to do well. You don't want to get so diverse that, you know, you're competing against yourself. But,
right.
you know, to see you stand up and say, yeah, you can pursue a number of passions and be successful at them and incorporate them. That's what I really love about what you do is they all dovetail together. The way you do that is just wonderful. So, yeah, it was an amazing, freeing thing to hear that, yeah, you can do that. And, the police aren't going to come get you. The police that regulate service professionals aren't going to come say, you can't do that. Bad. It was amazing. It was really, and I have been incorporating that more and more into my own work since watching you do that.
Well, thank you so much. That's just, it's awesome because I know for me, until you see a new possibility, however it comes, whether it shows up as a person or a book or an article, until there's an example out there, you kind of feel like, oh, man, is this all there is? Or, like, am I doing it wrong? You know what I mean?
Yeah, what's wrong with me? Because I don't want to do it this way, and everybody's telling me I have to do it this way, and that there's no model for doing it any other way. So I guess I have to do it this way.
Yeah, until now.
Until now. Exactly. Your model is just so liberating.
Thank you. And thank you so much. And I'm so excited and so honored to have you here. And it's just great to have you on the call. So
it's fun.
All that. And you guys, if you want to hang out and have fun with Sarah, we have lots of fun on Twitter. We can't go too much into that today, but she's at Sarah Robinson, and
follow me at Sarah Robinson, and you'll get invited to all kinds of shenanigans.
Yes, we do. We have a lot of shenanigans online.
Yes, we
really
do.
Totally. Sarah, thank you tremendously.
You're welcome.
So we are going to move on to the saucy mistake. This is the mistake that you've all been waiting for, that we've been teasing you about, and it is the mistake for women and for men. Not enough sex. Oh, no, she didn't. Yes, I did. I just said it. Not enough sex. So, here's the deal. When you're not having enough sex, you're not operating at your full creative, spiritual, or aliveness potential. You know, we're all, I'm hoping that we're all adults on this call, and if you're not an adult, please hang up now and try to explain it to you. I'm assuming that we're all adults and we can handle this conversation. You know, we are naturally sexual beings, and it's a natural part of how we connect with our world, of how we connect with people that we love, and obviously, folks, we're talking about, adult, mature, consensual sex here. I noticed for me, and I'm just being very transparent and very open, that, I'm driven. I'm sure you guys know that. I'm probably one of the most driven people that I've met. And it's very possible for me to get into overwork mode, where I'm waking up early and I'm, just creating stuff all day and then going out and coming home and it's late. And one of the things I had to really watch out for was having my relationship take a back burner to my drive to succeed. And what happened for me is I noticed that once I kind of got that in check, and it's not a permanent in check, it's like a daily choice. It's something for me to keep my awareness on because I have such a drive to keep going that I have to really pay attention. But once I gave myself permission to go, you know what, me having pleasure on a regular basis is damn good for business. When I started playing like that, and really making it an intentional part of my life, I swear to you, I'm not lying here. Money started coming in. Clients were showing up. Opportunities, I was like, this is wild. It's like the more sex I have, and I'm not saying like crazy, like addictive, like you're going to, Sex Anonymous or whatever they have the group for, but just really taking care of my relationship and taking care of my partner, it was amazing how much more effective that I've been in my business and how much it's grown. I wrote this article on a fantastic blog, the Toilet Paper Entrepreneurs blog, and I'll just tell you guys a little bit about what I talked about. We're 9 good reasons why more sex will boost your biz. And one of the most important things to remember, you can read that article, and we'll probably send you guys the link or you can just find it, but more support at home you know, as I coach with a lot of entrepreneurs, and if they're having any kind of issue like, oh, my husband doesn't really support me, and, you know, all this stuff, and they're complaining about their husband, I'm like, well, when was the last time you gave him some nookie? You know, like, when was the last time you had a little special something going on? Because everything just relaxes. It really relaxes. And if you're neglecting your partner to build your business, I guarantee you're leaving money on the table somewhere because you're not in balance. And the other good things about nookie, besides it's fun, that you actually reduce your stress. It's excellent for burning calories and for staying in shape. And it's really good for what I call CC&P, which is creativity, confidence, and passion. And those are three must-haves for any entrepreneur to grow their business. Because if you are tapped out and zapped out on creativity and confidence and passion, it is going to be really difficult for you to move ahead and create the kind of products and programs and go out there and take the kind of risks that are necessary to kick ass in your business. So, Lisa, I know you thought this was a pretty cool topic, so I don't know if there's anything you want to add on this saucy one.
Oh, I love this topic because it's so true. I don't care what aspect of who you are you're trying to suppress or that you're not giving full voice to, for lack of a better word, whether it's sex or, you know, whatever. It is absolutely going to impact your business in a multitude of ways we probably haven't even really stopped and thought about until this call. I know that I'm in a fabulous relationship. The sex is great. And when we're really active in that way, I'm happier, he's more supportive, my creativity flows, my physical energy goes up, my ability to maintain my excitement or my passion or inspiration for a particular project increases. It's a very holistic way to view not just your life, but your business.
Yeah, and you know,
entrepreneurs, you really can't draw a line between the two.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. Someone's like, oh, yeah, I'm doing great. And, you know, when Lisa and I were talking about this call, I was joking. We were kind of chatting back and forth with IM on Skype, and I was like, you know, entrepreneurs, you know, do you want your business to be like a dried-up raisin that's all hard and icky and like a little tiny ball, or do you want your business and your relationship in your life to be like a big, fat, juicy grape? It's like, think about the visual on that one. Do you want your business like all wrinkly or not? Go ahead.
We're gonna crank this up another notch because I know that there has got to be a certain percentage of people on this call today that are not in a relationship that are going, well, that's just great. Now what?
Right.
So how do you address that question, Marie? I already know, but let's share it with the rest of the group.
Of course. So if you're not in a committed relationship, so there's two ways to really go about it. You know, if you're not in a committed relationship and you're open to dating, like, go date more. Like, have more fun. You know, one of the things that we talk about in Make Every Man Want You is, you know, you should date for fun, not to find the one. And there's so many stigmas around, you know, having any kind of intimacy with something that someone who you're not married with. And I don't want to inflict on anyone's values at all, but as long as you're being safe, and, again, you're an adult and this is all consensual, it's like, give yourself permission to have a good time. And if that doesn't feel good for you, if you don't want to involve anyone else, you've always got some good toys. I know there's lots of toys on the Internet. My friend, I won't say her name because I don't want to embarrass her, but she and I were talking, and she's like, Marie, have you heard about, I don't know, it's some new tool called, like, the tube or the S-tube or something. And she said it's like this coil thing that kind of vibrates and makes, you know, just good times happening. Let's just say it that way. I don't think you have to plug it in. I think it's a battery-operated something or other. But the point is that you can take control of that. You can take your sexual and sensual pleasure into your own hands, no pun intended, and have some fun that way. So it's not about having a partner or not having a partner. It's about being proactive and taking charge of it. So I really want to encourage you, gals and guys, to step out of your comfort zone on this and just experiment. Like, what's the worst thing that can happen? You have better skin. You're more glowy. You're a little more happy during the day. Pretty much the worst thing that can happen. So, and by the way, if you are going to sign up for Virtual Mastery, you have to know that all these topics, these are all fair game. Even though it's a business course and even though it's designed to really help you guys get results, the way that I approach everything I do is you have to take into account the whole person, like what Lisa was saying. It's a very holistic approach. So if something's going on in your relationship or something else is happening that's not quote-unquote business-related, you better believe it's having an impact on your business. You know, I heard this once, and it was a very powerful statement, that most business problems are personal problems in disguise. And I believe that to be true, because if you're not moving ahead or something's stuck in your business, it's usually some aspect of a quote-unquote personal type that's getting in your way. So with that being said, let's move on to mistake number 8. And this is actually my favorite mistake because it's the one that's made the biggest difference in my life. And I know that when I was making this mistake, I didn't have anywhere near the success or the happiness and satisfaction that I have now. So mistake number 8, not having a like-minded community of people that are involved both in transformation and entrepreneurship. So not having a like-minded community of people involved in transformation and entrepreneurship. Now, if you don't like transformation, if you think all the live-in-the-moment stuff sucks, then fill in the blank with whatever you think works. We'll just say it that way. So if you happen to have a whole other approach that feels really good for you, then do your best to find a community of folks who are really passionate about whatever approach works for you and entrepreneurship. Because I find that, again, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you can find a tribe of people who believe the same things and who operate in the same way and that's healthy for you, your business is going to skyrocket. So let's talk a little bit more about this idea of community, because obviously each of us can accomplish a ton on our own. But what I've found is that you go way farther and way faster when you're part of a powerful community. And here's one of the biggest pitfalls of doing it all alone, and Lisa actually coined this phrase earlier called the isolation factor. And that's when you have great ideas, but then you get totally lost in self-doubt or overwhelm, or you just get stuck because you don't know what the next step is to take. And I remember before I had a team and before I started working with coaches and having my own groups, I remember just like feeling stuck, like, well, hell, who the hell do I call to get a fulfillment house? You know what I mean? Or, God, how do I upload this audio? What do I do? Like, you just find yourself getting stuck with these little tiny details that had you had a community, they can be handled instantly, and you can just keep moving ahead. But when you're doing the whole Lone Ranger thing, I got to say, it just kind of sucks. I know for me, I didn't make nearly the amount of money that I make now when I was doing it by myself. You know, before we move on, I just want to tell you guys about this cool study that I read about in Oprah Magazine, all about community, and talking about how community, from a scientific standpoint, is one of the most powerful factors that affects permanent change. And according to this study, here's what happens. When you have a friend alongside you when you're facing a hill, you estimate the slope as less steep than if you are alone. I mean, think about that for a minute. That's pretty amazing that they've scientifically proven that when you have community, your brain automatically sees the hill as less challenging than if you were standing there by yourself. So obviously, we can relate this to business. If you have a community, any challenge that you're looking at in your business is actually going to seem less like a challenge, and it's going to be easier for you to overcome if you have a team of people around you. And I have two other very special guests on the line, and I want to check in and see if they're here because they are members of the Rich, Happy, and Hot Mastery Program, and we have a pretty kickin' community going. And I know they've been just having some amazing results, and they want to share them with you guys. So, hey, Mel, are you on the phone?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you great. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I have to tell you, like, I'm in the airport right now. I think I've covered every square inch of this airport trying to find somewhere quiet. So I really hope that I can get through this without, you know, intercoms going off and stuff like that.
Oh, don't worry. It'll be entertaining. We'll just be
okay.
And totally include it. So why don't you tell everybody your name and your website and a little bit about what you do?
Okay, my name is Melanie Ward of MelanieWard.com, and that's just M-E-L-A-N-I, no E, ward.com. And I'm a numerologist and a marketing strategist and coach for women entrepreneurs, if we're going to put it in a nice little package. Can you still hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So I found Marie a couple of years ago and was instantly attracted to her. You know, first of all, I'd been practicing the principle she was talking about for many years, but what became really apparent when I first met you was that you made some really heady concepts super simple, and I love that. The other thing I loved was that you were the only one who was combining these transformational living in the moment principles with business growth strategies. And the first place that I saw this at work really was with your Productivity Secrets for Creative Entrepreneurs. And this is one of those programs that I actually suggest all of my clients get, because when you break it down, it's really just about getting into action. You know, like you say, you can't be thinking and producing. And so, you know, the little tips that I learned from that program about increasing my productivity totally transformed my business from one where I was kind of just getting by to now making as much in the past 3 months that, you know, that used to take me a year to make.
Awesome.
Yeah, and actually, it's kind of funny, this idea of sort of getting into action came up today when we were talking. Marie and I were talking on the phone about working through an idea I'd had for a book, and she suggested that I just kind of sit down and write down kind of a table of contents, and since that call, I've already created the entire table of contents, the appendix, I started plugging in all my content, and now I don't have to, like, spend any more time thinking about it. I just get to stay into action. So it's just really simple things that you're like, oh, wow, and I can just do it. But the other piece of this that I really wanted to share with you was that has made such a huge difference in my life is that, you know, because of your programs, like the boot camps and the mastermind program that I'm in and now Virtual Mastery, is that I now have a group of people to connect with who get these principles and really see that they're really the only ones that work when it comes to living a rich, happy, and hot life, which is what we all want, right? So before I had this group, I found that I got, like, more frustrated with the people in my life who didn't live this way. But now what's happened is totally cool, because in this group, it's a great place for me to play. And now I'm seeing more and more that just by being in the moment, more and more without really caring if anyone else around me is doing it or not, they are actually picking up on it. And I see more and more people in my life playing with these ideas as well. So that's just totally cool. And I know that this Virtual Mastery Program really is just going to be another opportunity for me to make huge leaps in my business. So I did want to share with anybody on the call, if they're on the fence at all, I know you haven't really gotten too much detail about it, but I just want to share that literally each and every time that I've applied these principles and business strategies to my life, I attracted more ideal clients, I produce better work, I have better relationships, and dramatically increase my bottom line. And I'm telling you, it's like the magic of Marie. Chris and I have a joke. We'll be talking something. It's up, the magic of Marie. There it is again. And, you know, like I say, like, I've been practicing these principles for 10 years pretty much with really big success. But when I started my own business over 3 years ago, it, like, the game totally changed. And I needed someone who was teaching these principles along with the principles for building a kick butt business. And Marie was the only one doing it. And she really is the only one doing it right now. So I totally thank you, Marie, for, like, you know, bringing the magic. And I hope that everyone on this call now or listening later will just take advantage of the opportunity to work with you, because it will change their life. It's just that good.
Now, Melanie, you make me want to cry.
I mean it, truly. I love it. It's so great, and it's just so different to be able to use these with business. It's amazing.
Well, I have to say, your book idea, and I know we won't reveal anything about it now. You guys will all have to just wait, but it is so remarkable. And it's actually a series of books that...
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal. I am so happy for you. I'm so happy for you. So have a great flight. And
I will.
Yeah, let us know how everything's going, and we'll talk to you really soon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
Awesome.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And so we have one more person, another special guest. Let me see if Laura's on the line. Laura Roeder, are you here? Ah, Roeder, Rowdy Roeder. So,
oh, yeah.
Laura, Laura's another, she's another rock star member of the Mastery Program. we just have too much fun together. It's kind of ridiculous. So, Laura, why don't you just tell people your name and your website and just a little bit about what you're up to.
Yeah, my name's Laura Roeder. My website is at getthedash.com. I do a weekly free newsletter called The Dash with a how-to about using social media to promote your business, and that's what I do is help entrepreneurs learn about how to use social media to integrate it into your publicity plan and your marketing plan to build relationships and make money.
Awesome. So you've had some pretty cool stuff happen. You're just like, you're funny because, I know you had thoughts like, oh, man, is all this stuff really going to work? And then, we just had our first retreat in San Diego, and you were just reporting so many cool things. So feel free to share, whatever you feel like sharing.
Yeah. I actually also first discovered you at Allie Brown's Online Blueprint event. I actually met Sarah there as well, so hi, Sarah. and it was kind of funny because I had never come across any of your materials. I had never even heard your name before. And, I saw you up on stage talking, and I went home, and I looked up your website, and I found the information about the Virtual Master Program. And it was weird because I had actually never even considered doing a group program like that. I've had individual coaches, but it had just never really occurred to me to do a group program. And as soon as I saw the website, I just intuitively knew that this was the right path for me, that this is what I was going to need to do to take that next step in my business. So I acted on it. I came up to you and I told you, I was like, I want to be in that program.
You were so awesome. I loved your spunk. I was like, all right, let's play, girlfriend.
because I just knew right away. So, of course, I signed up. And, I didn't really even know exactly what I was getting into. I knew some of your philosophy, but I had never even, listened to any of your calls or bought any of your products. Like, it's actually kind of funny thinking of it now. I'm like, it was really a big leap of faith, but I listened to my gut and I knew it was going to work out. And so since I started working with you, which, has not been long now, just since the beginning of the year, I have two huge speaking engagements. I'm speaking on Monday at South by Southwest Interactive Conference, which I know a lot of techie people probably haven't heard of, but if you are a techie person, it's the conference for people in tech, for people in new media. There's some really big names there, and having my own panel is something that I've dreamed about for years. That's now happening on Monday. I'm also speaking at BlogHer, which I know a lot of you have heard of, a really fun conference for women who blog. And I kind of joke about it. I actually just launched a video blog, but I didn't even have a blog before that. I advise clients on how to blog and then their blog. So I'm like, yes, I got invited to BlogHer without even having my own blog.
Love it. That'll kick you into action really fast, right? It's like, oh, wow, I got this big speaking gig. I better stick up a blog. But that's
right,
one of the things I admire about you is because I know you had written to me and you'd written to the group and you just said, God, I've wanted to do this for so long, and hello, it's done. I have my first post mm-hmm. up. I was like, yes.
Yeah. And also, I've launched my first information product. I'm moving into doing just one-on-one consulting and coaching with clients to doing that as well as, group teaching. So I launched my product, which is a training about Twitter. On the free webinar, I had over 300 people sign up, which that was the first info product I had ever done, ever. So I was pretty happy about that.
That's amazing. And by the way, I just want to interrupt here. If anyone listening to this call wants to connect and wants to leverage social media to grow their businesses and to create a celebrity-like online following, Laura Roeder is the person to go to. She's phenomenal. She has a way of breaking things down and teaching things that is so easy to understand, and you feel like you can do it. And I know for me, I'm very comfortable with technology, but I know a lot of folks aren't, and it's extremely intimidating. Laura, one of your gifts is to be able to remove all of the fear around it and go, you're not going to break anything. Like, we can do this.
Yeah.
And you actually help people get it done. So if any of you guys are looking for someone to hire, I highly, highly, I mean, all the people, like Melanie Ward, amazing numerologist and marketing strategist. She's amazing as well. So both of these guys, just huge kudos to both of you. So, Laura, a little bit of a question. I don't know if this is okay. I know I might be putting you on the spot. But you shared something that was cool in San Diego just about, because, you know, you have a great relationship with your guy. And you had shared something about unexpected kind of magic happening that we've never talked about before. Like, we've never talked about anything with your relationship. Do you know what I'm referring to?
Yeah. I do. So, yeah, like Marie mentioned, you know, I know a lot of people come to Marie from the relationship angle. A lot of people read Make Every Man Want You and discover you that way. But I came to Marie totally from the business angle. And, you know, of course, you know, there are issues in my relationship, but it's going pretty well. It wasn't, you know, anything that I was even consciously trying to work on. But just since working with Marie, there have been changes. And I told this story at our retreat in San Diego that my boyfriend and I, you know, started to get into a little tiff. It was actually about, like, where the bus stop was. We were walking around looking for the bus stop. So, you know, we started to get snippy with each other. Like, I don't know, maybe it's that way, maybe it's that way. Why are you taking this in the wrong way? And I looked at him, and I just looked him in the eye, and I said, I don't want to fight anymore. And it was just over. It was just over instantly. And what I shared at the retreat is I've used those words before, but I used to mean, why don't you stop fighting with me? I used to say, I don't want to fight anymore. But what I really meant was, you're doing something wrong. You're wrong. I'm right. And you need to stop it. And it was, you know, that's what I used to mean, really. And it was really interesting because I used the same words, I don't want to fight, but I was coming at it from a different place inside. I really, truly just didn't want to spend my time that way. I really, truly just wanted to drop it and move on. And we just both did instantly. It was totally over. There wasn't that, like, weirdness where we're sort of mad at each other a little bit afterwards. It was just done, and it was so cool.
That's awesome. And see, that what you're describing, that is such a great example of the byproduct of training yourself to live in the moment. Because, like, you and I had never had even the most remote discussion about your relationship, and yet things shifted, and you didn't even think to shift it. It's like you saw that in retrospect, like, oh, my God, I've used those words before, never had that effect. But I am so clear that it's a product of you training yourself, and it's only been, like, a little over 2 months. So I'm just, like, for all you guys, I'm just so freaking excited because I know the magic is just going to keep rolling out. And you're a gem, Laura. You're amazing, and I just feel so honored to work with you and to work with all the peeps that we have in the program. So
yeah, everyone is so cool, and I'm so excited about your virtual program because I love forums. I'm obsessed with forums, and we have a little private forum for our smaller program, but because there's only so many people, so there can only be so much activity. So I can't wait to meet everyone in the virtual program. And, I mean, I would love to help everyone with their businesses and with social media. So that's a little bonus for anyone who's in the virtual program.
And you guys, that's not a little bonus. That's a freaking huge bonus. You're so underestimating. Like, you guys, I don't know. I'm going to brag on you for a second before we move on, but you know, like, you just had the write-up. You're on one of the front pages of the L.A. Times. It's like the woman who you'll be, you know, networking with if you come on board with Virtual Mastery, like, this gal is an expert. And if you have any interest in leveraging your personality or just in connecting with other people using social media, I can tell you Laura has been so incredibly generous, and she is such a great teacher that just for her alone, it's totally worth it. Laura, thank you so much for being here on this call. I so appreciate it.
Thank you, Marie.
So now, you guys, everyone listening, I just want you to take a look, like, in your own life. Just imagine, just for a second, you know, what kind of difference would it make for you if you had myself and cool people like Lisa and Laura and Melanie and, you know, all the just amazing people that you could hang out with and brainstorm with and turn to 24/7, that if you found yourself with your cranky pants on and you needed someone to tell you to drop it and to get back to work, or you found yourself stuck not knowing how to do a particular thing online, that you had all of us to support you and to help you take it to the next level. I'm telling you, whether it's my community, which I'm biased here because I love my people and I love what I do, so obviously I'm going to encourage you to join this one, but if my flavor and the way I communicate is not for you, please find a community that does work for you, because it is the most powerful, powerful thing that you can have in your life and for your business. Now, I have one more bit of content to share with you. The two most commonly overlooked crucial factors when choosing a mentor, and the little hint is wealth is not it. But before we finish up with that, I just want to tell you a little bit about the Rich, Happy, and Hot Virtual Mastery Program that you've been hearing about from Laura and from Melanie. You know, the reason I'm doing this is because, as Lisa was talking, you know, when we launched the big program, which is the high-level program, we had way more applicants than we had spaces, and I was humbled and I was overwhelmed. One of the big things that we noticed was there was a lot of people that, you know, the travel element just wasn't for them. You know, they live in Europe or in Australia, or they're all across the United States, and maybe they have kids, and, you know, the need to travel a few times a year was just not a reality for them. So I thought to myself, you know, why don't I create a virtual program so we can do the same things online together? There's no travel, but what we're going to do is combine all of the magic, all of the training around transformation and living in the moment, and everything that I have around marketing and entrepreneurship and helping people stay in action, and put those two things together and really turn entrepreneurs rich, happy, and hot, whatever that looks like for you. So as far as I know, this is the only mastermind program out there, and I know Melanie has seen a lot of them, and so it sounds like it probably is, the only one that's dedicated to both the lifestyle of living in the moment and entrepreneurship. And one of the things I wanted to do, because I know obviously, you know, there's crazy stuff happening in the world right now, I wanted to create a program that was extremely affordable so that anyone who's committed and who's into this and this sounds exciting to them, that this wasn't going to break the bank. So here's how it works. We're going to have two live calls every month, both with me and with my team, and this is for the rest of the year. One call is going to be packed with content, so we're going to do step-by-step strategies and how-tos, and they'll be covering all kinds of topics from wealth to marketing to business building to transformation, everything that you guys need in order to take your businesses and your lives ahead. The other call is going to be open Q&A, so you can get any questions you want answered. And this is really, those open Q&A calls, Lisa, I know, and we had those for our other programs, they're pretty priceless, because that's when you kind of take the strategies and the how-tos and we really bring them to life. And there's something new that we're adding here that I've never done before, but I think you guys are going to love it. We're getting all the calls transcribed. So not only will you have access to the MP3 recordings so you can listen to them again and again, but you're also going to be able to read the information so you can refer back to it. So if there's a specific tool or technique or how-to, or there's something that you heard in the Q&A call that you just want to kind of read again or circle, that you'll be able to do that and do it very easily and very quickly. And as Laura and Melanie and myself and Lisa were talking about, there's also going to be a 24/7 private social network. So for anyone that's in the Rich, Happy, and Hot Virtual Mastery Program, you're going to have access to me and to Lisa and to the whole crew for the entire year, which is going to be an awesome place. If you guys want to network, if you have new products or services or marketing copy that you kind of need some feedback on, if you're coming out with a new product and it's a good product, you'll be able to get amazing testimonials from people that'll give you, you know, obviously honest testimonials. If your product doesn't work, they ain't going to give you a testimonial, but we're assuming here that everyone's creating good stuff. So it's just going to be amazing. And if you want all the specifics, you can go to www.virtualmasteryprogram.com. That's www.virtualmasteryprogram.com. So let's just talk for a quick second about who this program is for and who it is not for, because this way you can just either hear like, yeah, that's me, or you know what, not for me. So this program is specifically designed for people that thrive in a community of go-getters and who actually like to connect with other people. I've had many people contact me going, you know what, I'm not really a group person. If you're not a group person and you know you don't like the whole element of being connected with other people may not be the program for you. It's for people who love my style of teaching and are clear that well-being and happiness are essential ingredients to entrepreneurial success. It's for you folks who are willing to take very big actions and also report back to us so you let us know what's happening. And this is really important for me. I only want to work with entrepreneurs who have a desire to make a big difference with their businesses and with their life. If we're going to talk about marketing, which we are, you got to want to become masterful at both authentic marketing and the lifestyle of living in the moment. And you should want a mentor, that would be me, and also Lisa, and also your partners, but specifically me, who is excellent at brainstorming and marketing, and this is probably the most important piece, who's not afraid to call you out on your crap so you can stay on track and produce results. You know, I've been in many, many different programs, and one of the things that doesn't work for me is when people just deliver information and then they kind of let you go, and you're kind of stewing in your own shit, for lack of a better word, and no one calls you out on it. That is not me. The gals in the Mastery Program will tell you, I don't let people get away with anything at all. So if they're not performing or if I know that something's off, I call them out on it instantly. So let's talk just for a moment about who this is not for. This program is not for you if you're wishy-washy, complainy, or skeptical. If you're thin-skinned or you get defensive about candid feedback, probably not the place for you. If you're not willing to do the inner work and the outer work necessary to move ahead. If you have a tendency to be negative, dramatic, or blame outside circumstances for your results, please don't sign up. And if your only drive in life is to make more money, please do not sign up. So, hope that did a good enough job. Let's just talk for a minute, how much does it cost? And as I've been telling you guys, you know, I intentionally designed this because I want to reach as many people as possible, so I priced it so it would not break the bank. The total cost for the whole year is only $17.97. And if you sign up now, before we start, there's even an easy monthly payment program, and that's only going to be good for the next couple days. But you can check out all of the information online. And one of the biggest questions I got asked that I just want to cover before I give you guys the last, just the last piece of content. Many people are asking me, you know, like, is this for beginners or is this for, you know, what if I'm more advanced? And here's my answer. It's not really about where in your business you're at, because one of the things I'm excellent at is combining what you would call people that are newbies and people that are advanced. Because the key is this. What we're going to be doing is unwiring the fears and all of the self-sabotage that get in your way. Now, those same things get in your way whether you've been doing this for 2 months or 20 years, because I've seen it. I've seen it happen with me, and I've seen it happen with other people. And the marketing principles and strategies and some of the how-tos, those are timeless. So, again, it doesn't matter where you are in your business life. This program is really going to have a lot of diversity. There's people already in the program who are award-winning costume designers who are now writing their own books and creating toys. There's a physician who's creating a children's book. There's social media experts. There's coaches. There's financial planners. There's a person who owns a pharmacy. I mean, there are so many people, and that's actually one of the strengths, because when you have everyone who's at the same level, it gets a little incestuous, and it gets weird. Like, no new ideas come in because everyone's doing the same freaking things over and over. So I specifically designed my program so we have everybody in there because it's incredible. Sorry, I was just about to burp, and I didn't want to burp on you guys. I held that one back. Sorry, I'm totally awful, aren't I? But you got to get used to this because if you're going to sign up for my stuff, you know, weird things are going to come out of my mouth, and usually they're words, sometimes they're sounds. You know, we'll just leave it at that. But that's the answer to, you know, is this good for me if I'm a beginner or I'm more advanced? I would say yes, because if you like my style of teaching, then you're going to love this, and I have a particular knack at being able to work with people exactly where they're at so they get tremendous benefit. Lisa, I don't know if you wanted to add anything on about that before we go on to the final two pieces.
About which?
About, is this for beginners or advanced people?
Well, I'm in absolute agreement that it's ideally going to be a blend of the two.
Right.
Yet that kind of diversity enhances what everyone's able to get out of the program.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to interrupt you for a second right here. You know why? Because you just tipped me off. I remember, you know, some people are like, oh, yeah, there's newbies, blah, 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 blah. I remember one of our quote-unquote newbies in the mastery program. It's like she had this whole other hidden life. You know, she's a financial trader, and she's starting another aspect of her business. But we learned at the retreat, it's like, hello, she's in New York this week meeting with P. Diddy. It's like, yeah. So you never should judge a book by its cover. Never, never do that. One of the things I happen to have a gift with is pulling people together that have amazing connections. And I guarantee that the mix of people that will be in Virtual Mastery, if you need a resource, if you need a connection, you will find them in the group. It is uncanny how when you ask and you're in the right group for you, I need, you know, an intellectual property lawyer. I need a connection at this publishing house. I need this. I need that. You will find someone who has that connection. So I just wanted to give that, that little brag.
And yeah, once again, Laura, as uniquely fabulous as she is, she is not unique in that, in this kind of environment with the kind of people that, that resonate towards the programs that you do, Marie, they all tend to be very, very generous with their time, with their talents, with their skills, with their support. And so it's not unusual at all in that kind of environment, whether it was the Live in the Moment Booty Camp we did back in the summer or the current mastery programs, for people to jump up and make some really incredible and very generous offers or connections or, I mean, you name it.
Right. No, that's huge. So that's our big pitch. My big pitch is get your ass in there if you know you want it. That's my big pitch. Do it if you know you want it. If you kind of can't stand me or you think I'm obnoxious, please don't sign up for my program. Please don't, because you'll just torture me. And I'll give you back your money and ask you to go away. So that's the whole thing. Please, if you want to go for it, do it, virtualmasteryprogram.com. And I want to finish up this call with the two most commonly overlooked crucial factors when choosing a mentor. So here's what I want you guys to look for. How does the mentor make you feel? And it's not really totally accurate because no one can make you feel anything, but how do you feel when you're in their presence? Do you feel inspired and empowered? Or do you feel somehow less like you're a peon compared to them? You know, I've gone through lots and lots of mentors and lots of coaches, and one of the things I realized is, you know, there's some folks that no matter what, like if I'm interacting with them, after I'm done, I kind of feel like crap. Like, oh, wow, I'm never going to be as great as they are. I don't feel particularly empowered, or I have a lot of attention on myself. And other people, I hang out with them, and just seeing what they're doing, like, inspires me. And I find that I go back to my world even more creative and kind of more energized and juiced up. So I would encourage you to really pay attention to how you feel in their presence. If you're constantly comparing yourself or making yourself less, or every time you interact with them, you walk away and feel like, oh, man, I'm never going to get there, probably not the right fit for you. And the second crucial factor when you're choosing your mentor is this. What is their teaching and coaching style? What is their teaching and coaching style? Are they direct? Do they tell it like it is? And is that a good fit for you? You know, some people kind of just want the information and they want to be left alone. They don't want someone who's kind of in their face or, you know what I mean, calling them out on their stuff. And some people love it. I know for me, the most powerful coaches are people that do not let me get away with my crap. They call me out on my crap regularly, and I absolutely thank them and pay them handsomely for it. So those are the two important factors. And I said, you know, wealth is not it, because I'm assuming you guys, it's kind of like this. You don't want to go to an accountant who's broke or a financial planner who's broke. Obviously, if you want business advice from someone or from a mentor, you want to choose a mentor who's actually having a successful business. I think that kind of goes without saying. But these other two pieces, again, they're more subtle distinctions. Those are things I want you guys to pay attention to, because I guarantee you get those two pieces right and partnering with the right mentor, it is limitless what you can achieve. So, Lisa, is there anything else that you wanted to add before I wrap us up today?
No, I have just had such a fun time on this call, and I am really, really excited about getting started in the program on the 17th and meeting all of the fabulous entrepreneurs that I know are going to be a part of that program. I was telling somebody on Twitter the other day, I get like a little kid at Christmas right before we launch a program, Marie.
I know, me too.
I get so excited because it is such a ball to get in there and meet such phenomenal people, and the energy that gets singing around in the social network as everyone's exchanging ideas and getting to know one another is just it's just very cool and a ton of fun.
Awesome. I know, me too. I'm excited for it. So once again, virtualmasteryprogram.com. If you are into it and excited about it, do it. If you're not, please don't. And everybody, Lisa and Sarah and Melanie and Laura, all you guys, thank you so very much for being here. I can't tell you how honored I am just to have all of you here, and it was just a blast. And to everyone listening, thank you so much for being here with us today. And I look forward to talking with you again soon, whether it's an email or Facebook or Twitter, and hopefully seeing you next week in the Rich, Happy, and Hot Virtual Mastery Program. Take care, everybody. Have a great afternoon.
Bye-bye, everyone.